We're sorry Ms. Bennett couldn't be here with us, but we are more than happy to turn it over to her daughter.
Yes,
so at this point, we're going to turn the key over.
The Bennett family's smiles are contagious as they jingle the keys to a bright new home.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
The house is modern, so much so from the outside, it almost looks out of place at the end of a rural Georgetown road. The wheelchair ramp smells of freshly cut wood, stretched out in the shadow of the town's paper mill. Inside, the empty rooms reverberate with excitement.
My mama's going to join this room.
Yeah,
she is. Yeah. And she got a window she can look out.
Yeah.
Mama is 97-year-old Louise Chandler Bennett. She has 9 children, including Esther Green.
Out of the 9 kids, I'm the youngest.
Regina Russell.
I asked her yesterday, I said, you ready to go to see your new house? No, not today. I said, okay.
And Loretta Carson.
At one time, we all were there.
There is the childhood home, once rooted in this very spot. It too had 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It is where the youngest, 56-year-old Esther, was born.
It was our best house ever.
Esther remembers the home like her mom, sturdy and strong.
Hugo, tornadoes came and touched base on the next street over and went over, but we were right here. Mom was in the kitchen watching it.
But it was the flood of 2015 that finally did that childhood home in.
When you walk on the floor, you could hear it creeping.
The flood waters that October may have been swift, but Esther says damage to the family home surfaced slowly.
At first, we didn't realize how bad it was. And when the water started coming through the ceiling in the kitchen, that's when we realized that the ceiling was about to cave in.
The siblings had to move their now bedridden mother room to room.
It was on one end of the house, so we moved Mom to the other end of the house in her dining room. And once we moved her there, then there was leaking there.
Then Hurricane Matthew blew through.
We made it through all the storms in that house. When other people left, we stayed right here with Mom.
The family stayed strong. But the house was gone.
The guys came and they took the vinyl siding down, did not know that the termites had already eat the boards up.
State inspectors found the home unlivable and leveled it.
To me, it wasn't holding on nothing. It was just the grace of God.
My mom was a tough cookie.
Still is.
Yeah,
she still calls the shot.
Pastor and state representative Carl Anderson is a longtime family friend. So long.
When the girls are not right, she said, I'm in charge.
The sisters treat him like a brother.
That is not so.
I'm very happy that, you know, she's getting the first stick-built home in Georgetown and in the state of South Carolina. 5 feet.
He quickly went to work, sizing up the situation, trying to get the family a new home.
So we're going to have the blinds there.
He got help through the South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office, repairing and replacing 2,100 homes in 22 counties.
I'm Ben Duncan with the South Carolina Disaster Recovery Office.
Still, state officials are cautious as they celebrate this first home.
We are watching it. We understand it's supposed to be a busy hurricane season.
Yeah, it's cloudy now, but that day is going to come and she's going to come in here.
Mama decided to wait to see her new home. Perhaps it's the weather, or maybe Mama knows best.
That's just Mama.
Either way, the kids did what kids do.
I just wonder why we have a dishwasher.
To make a house a home.
Sounds like you're jealous.
Victoria Hansen, South Carolina Public Radio.